The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Treasure Chest Thursday, everybody. It is November the 7th. Steve Geller, along with Mike Dettillier, hanging out with you at the Game Bar and Grill inside the Treasure Chest Casino. Getting ready for Thursday Night Football this evening. Week 10 of the season is here already. We've got the Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens. King Henry in action. Will be interesting to see how he does against that Bengals defense, because I know that King Henry has just been awesome all year long, and he's got to be licking his chops looking at that Bengals defense tonight.
Man, and the Ravens defense ain't nothing to write home about either.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh,
both
my
sides.
Goodness.
So Burrow might be having, you know, although I don't know about his targets right now.
My thing about it is I think all the pickers have said, man, the best play here, the over. And Derrick Henry over 80, whatever it is, 83 or 88 yards rushing in the game. No, I expect there'll be quite a bit of scoring in this football game. Both defenses have given up a lot of yardage and touchdowns. And, man, Cincinnati's defense is bad. The Ravens are better, but it ain't considerably better. And, man, you got those two quarterbacks gunning with one another.
Thursday night, they got to be happy with Amazon Prime with this showdown tonight.
You better believe it, because they've had, man, that last one put you into snoozeville.
It's bad when you don't even want to watch the matchup anymore. You're like, do I watch this or put something else on?
Well, you know, because somebody might have a Coca-Cola or dinner. You might have something else on the line, so to speak.
Looking at the Saints getting ready for the Atlanta Falcons, and I was saying this yesterday to Cullen in studio, Mike, that Falcons hate week has not felt in full throttle this week going into the matchup, just because
what happened in the beginning of the week.
Monday, you fired your coach. Tuesday, you traded away one of the best players on your defense, getting back some draft picks. So that's kind of been a distraction of what exactly is going on here. The interim head coach obviously introduced with Darren Rizzi. But, man, if there's a game to get right this week, at least can you say you beat the Atlanta Falcons in the Superdome, because you definitely don't want to lose the season series to them. And also, man, that seven-game losing skid is just weighing heavy right now.
Yeah, and, you know who you're going up against, and the script to slow him down, you understand. If you can get pressure on Cousins and get him to move off of his launch pad, that's the key. But, man, he gets rid of the football so quick, and they set up their passing game with the running attack. And I was talking to Mark Schlereff about this during the week. Detroit's number one as far as offensive line and running the football to me. Now, him and I were back and forth. Was it the Eagles 2 or is it Atlanta 2?
Right.
But they wanted the top three
one of those birds.
Teams as far as rushing the football. And I don't know what it is, but they got certain players that play better against certain teams. Tyler Allgeier.
Saints.
Every time you go up against that cat, he puts up all kind of yards. And look the Kirk Cousins, what he's done. But the crazy thing is, How could you lose the first game when you don't give up one offensive touchdown, but you know how you had a botched punt? Rashid dropped the ball, and then, you know, pick six for a score. But not one. Not one. And then, okay, Younghoe Koo, I saw him the next week. He missed two field goals back-to-back.
Where was this?
Well, why didn't you miss that against the Saints? No, he's good against the Saints, too, now. He's like Tyler Allgeier. He puts up, if you got fantasy football, those guys are pretty good. But good news today.
Right.
And hopefully that 21-day window is open. Eric McCoy, he was limited today in practice, but Eric McCoy was out on the field.
Big one to see that name back in the mix, because I think we've said this a bunch of times, too, with this offense. Those names that were missing in a Taysom Hill and a Eric McCoy really hurt this offense this season. You saw what when they were on the field, obviously, the first two games, what this team was capable of. And, well, right now, I don't even know who's playing wide receiver, though, for this squad.
Look at it this way. On a position, Eric McCoy is the best football player you got.
Right.
That's under 27 years old for sure, because it's either Eric McCoy or Alvin Kamara. It's one of the two guys that's your best football players. Man, Eric McCoy, when you play center, and I've been singing this song, you didn't heard it before, it is the second toughest position to play in the National Football League, other than at the quarterback spot. But you control everything up front. You're the kind of orchestra leader for the other four guys. Now, it used to be five, but, man, if you're a right or a left tackle now, you almost got to get, you know, a telescope to see where the tight end is. He's way flanked out there. He's like a real receiver. But he makes all the adjustments, all the calls, and the one big difference from, let's say, 35, 40 years ago when I started, most of your pressure was coming off the edge. Today, how they clip you? Right up the middle.
Up the gut, right.
It's close. Okay? And if you give these guys any kind of time to throw, they're going to eat you alive. So what you want to do is blow up the launch pad. And the quickest way to do it, right up the middle.
Yeah, you mentioned the corners, you know, the trying to get to the quarterback. Kirk Cousins, obviously, you give him enough time. We've seen him pick this Saints defense apart. And that's with a guy like a Marshawn Lattimore and Paulson Adebo in the mix. They're not going to be there for this game, obviously. And then
did Kool-Aid practice today?
No, Kool-Aid did not practice. He's dealing with that hamstring issue. So I would think you're keeping Alante Taylor on the outside, and then there's another question of who's out there with him.
Well, the other guy, I'm throwing the ball right there if I'm Cousins. Or I'll try to run.
Like a Shamar John Charles.
Yeah, and I'm going to go after him, okay? Nothing against him, but, okay, if I got to throw the ball to Alante Taylor's side or his side, sure. I know where I'm going. The other thing, too, is Kyle Pitts. And we've seen him sort of emerge. Now, I think he's dealing with a hamstring or something like that.
Yeah, he was
limited
today.
Oh, you know he can play. But he has been playing really well with Kirk Cousins, and it looks as though they have, you know, the right combination there. And, man, he's a big play guy. He's a big target. Man, he can run like a deer. I mean, but he's been hurt a lot in the National Football League. What a dominant player he was for the Florida Gators. And, Charlie, we'll talk about your boy when we get back.
Taking a break. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino. You can chime in 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Like I said, stepping away. Be right back right after this on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk. Mike D'Attelier, Steve Geller at the Treasure Chest Casino. Talking everything from NFL, also NBA. Gentlemen, last night, rough run from the Pellies. I know. The team definitely hurting, but they got some good news before the game. Zion Williamson was able to take part. He kind of went to the locker room before halftime, but ended up coming back out. Had a good second half.
He did.
But overall, though, the team falling flat again, lost their third straight game, 131-122 to Cleveland. And, man, those Cavaliers now 9-0 on the year.
Cleveland's good.
They're rolling.
We talked about that yesterday. I told Cullen, man. Man, they pieced that together really well in Cleveland. But who had a great night last night with Jose? Jose Alvarado, man. Shoot from the outside. Jose did an unbelievable job, but you sort of short-sheeted right now for his players are concerned. Bottom line is the Cavaliers are a better team than you. And even if you were full you know, full roster of right. players. I think Cleveland's a better team than what the Pelicans are. And so, but it's tough to win on the road. So that 131-122 game, I thought the Pelicans did a better job defensively, even though you got those type of points. But I thought they played better. But, man, Cleveland, too. Can they hit them from the three-point range?
Pelly's now 3-6 on the season since winning their first two games. A really weird, reminiscent kind of storyline as the Saints right now. Obviously, they're not on a seven-game skid, but like I said, they won their first two games, and now they're just 3-6 on the year. They've had the injury issues just like the black and gold. I joked with Todd Graffinini before the game tipped off. I'm like, why don't you go over to the building over there, change the water filter or something to help with these guys?
Man, I'm going to tell Todd, you better be careful. You know, it might start hitting the announcers over there, too.
Right.
You know, so, hey, better be careful.
Well, I talked to Jeff Nowak today. He ended up playing some pickup a soccer game with buddies. He hurt his knee, so I'm like, oh, great, the media's getting banged up now.
Oh, great day in the moment.
We're going to take a break when we get back, get into more NFL and Saints talk. Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champ with the black and gold, also does the team's pregame and postgame analysis on YouTube. We'll be right back with more of that. Checking in on the linebacker and the black and gold right after this on WWL.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are enjoying the Game Bar and Grill here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Mike and I actually having some boneless wings right now. What'd you go with? I got lemon pepper. Oh, I see you're eating. I'm sorry.
I'm good. Garlic Parmesan.
All righty. Getting into some Saints-Falcons talk. Speaking of birds, the Falcons come to the Superdome on Sunday. They're leading the NFC South right now. To help us break that down and talk about everything black and gold, Super Bowl champ and Saints pregame and postgame analyst Scott Shanley is joining us. Scott, always appreciate the time. And how you been this crazy week?
Yeah, I'm doing good. A lot going on this week for sure on multiple fronts. But, it's going good. Hoping for a big win this weekend in the Dome against the Dirty Birds.
Scott, when change like this happens, you sort of get a little bit of a bump. I think the enthusiasm. And, you know, Darren Rizzi, personality-wise, is kind of the 180 against Dennis Allen. But still, the wounds on this football team are still there. Okay, the deficiencies are still there. Hopefully, you can get Eric McCoy back either next week or the following. But the holes on this football team are obvious. But I think that initial game, you get a little bit of a bump. And we've seen some crazy stuff, and you've been involved with crazy games against the Falcons. I don't care if it's in Atlanta or in New Orleans.
Yeah, the rivalry is fun because both teams have been pretty competitive. I mean, there's hate between the cities. When we were there, Matt Ryan Gonzalez also got Roddy White. There's always tons of trash talk going back and forth. This year, I don't know if there's going to be as much now. I mean, the Falcons kind of look at the Saints like, you know, you're a team in turmoil. You don't have a head coach. But I agree with you. I think, you know, Mr. Benson knew that Dennis wasn't going to come back. So I think at that point, when you know that he's no longer going to be your coach, you do something different to inject some life into the team, into the fan base. Because without hope, you know, what's the incentive for people to go to the game? What's the incentive for people to buy product? What's the incentive for people to turn the TV on? I mean, I understand those things from an ownership standpoint. And once you know Dennis is no longer going to be your head coach, you know, you have to do something different. So I think as a player, you know, there's a lot of guys in that building who love Dennis Allen, who hated to be the reason Dennis got fired because he didn't play well. But at that, it's the business of winning from the front office to coaching to playing. If you're not winning, they're going to replace you. And that's just where this organization is right now. And, I still think this team, when healthy, can beat anybody on any given Sunday. They're a talented team, but the injuries have just been too much to overcome.
Question. And nobody's got enough depth when you get hit that hard. And there's only so many Band-Aids you can put on the wound. And then, you know, you got the aftermath. One of the things with Atlanta, Scott, that they're one of the better, I would say one of the top three or four rushing teams in the NFL. The way they built up front along the offensive line. And then you got Bijan Robinson. But one pain in the butt every time you play him is Tyler Allgeier. Man, I don't know what it is. And you've been involved in, you know, I play better against that team than this team. Tyler Allgeier, every time he'll line up against the Saints. If you got him in fantasy football, you might be happy.
You know what? You said it's funny because there's certain running backs that nobody really pays much attention to, because obviously when you have Bijan Robinson, he's going to get all the credit and the love because he's an outstanding player. But you're right. Allgeier's just one of those backs that if you're one-on-one, he seems to need more than one guy to tackle him. And he's a powerful guy. He makes – and then you say, well, he's powerful. He must not be shifty, and he makes guys miss in space. So those second running backs, those guys who come in to give the starter a breather, are always kind of the forgotten guy. But sometimes those guys are the most dangerous. We went through that. I remember back in the day with Carolina Panthers. They always had two really good running backs, and, you know, you'd always try to focus on taking the starter out, and the second guy would come in, and he'd end up hurting you more than the first guy. So he's a guy you have to game tackle. If you don't get in your gap, the Saints have had trouble in the running game. If you don't stay in your gap and fill all those lanes, the running game for Atlanta can certainly hurt you, no doubt.
One of the things with Kirk Cousins, and he's had some big games against the Saints also. I don't care if he was with Washington or with the Vikings, and he didn't really light them up the last time, because all I know is I don't see how you lost that one, because you didn't give up one offensive touchdown all game long. You give up a touchdown off a muff punt, and then you get a pick six. Cousins is, I think, Scott, you could kind of draw the game plan up against him. If you can get pressure up the middle on him and get him off his mark, that's when he's going to throw something up that you maybe can pick off. But if you don't get pressure up the middle on him, you're in trouble, because he's just going to pick you apart. He's a seasoned vet, and people say, well, blitz him all the time. Well, man, he's smart enough. He wants you to blitz you all the time, because he knows where his read is real quickly.
Yeah, and I think the one thing about Kirk is, he's a streaky guy. When he's on fire, he's on fire. I mean, you saw a few weeks ago he threw for 500 yards or 400 yards against the Buccaneers. Maybe he's almost close to 500. They went to overtime. He's a streaky quarterback that when he's playing well, he plays as good as the best of them. And the one thing you mentioned it, it's easy to say, well, he doesn't do as good against the blitz, so just blitz him every play. The problem with him in Atlanta is he's got mismatches. He's got Bijan Robinson out of the backfield. He's got Kyle Pitts. He's got Drake London. London's been banged up a little bit. I don't even know if he's going to play, but those mismatches, when you blitz, you really have to like your matchup, and the Saints are banged up in the secondary, so I don't know if the Saints are going to bring a lot of heat. I could see them trying to take away the running game, playing a lot of zone, trying to keep the ball in front of them.
One of the guys that's really come through for them, and he's sort of overlooked because, you know, we talk about Bijan and Tyler Allgeier and Kyle Pitts and Drake London. Darnell Mooney from Tulane. Okay, he's with the Bears, and, man, I don't know what you want to describe their offense the last couple of years, but it's not been good. And now he goes with Atlanta, and you can see in certain third-down plays and first-down plays, first and third, Kirk wants to get Darnell the ball out in the flat. And I know one thing. Man, Darnell can run. I mean, he's got some big-time speed, but he's one of those guys when you think about the Falcons. He's not in the conversation Watch him make a big play or two against the Saints.
Yeah, and he was a headache the first time around, and a lot of it is you mentioned his speed. He's really electric. There's not a whole lot of defense coordinators. Like, when you have Drake London, you have Kyle Pitts, and you have Bijan Robinson, we mentioned those three, defensive coordinators are really going to focus on those guys. So I think Mooney does a great job of taking advantage of the matchups he gets. And I don't know, for some reason, I don't know what it is about Atlanta. I remember back when we played Atlanta, Harry Douglas would kill us all the time. Gonzalez, we would kind of hold. Roddy White, Julio Jones, we kind of hold down. But then there was Harry Douglas, who's the other kind of forgotten guy. You can't cover everybody or double-team everybody. And now it seems like Mooney is kind of that guy in this offense. But he's electric, and you have to make sure you corral him and get multiple guys to him as well, just like Algier, because these guys, they make plays in space, and I think that's what's good about their offense.
Hey, Scott, Mike mentioned the fact that, you know, in these interim coaches, you tend to get that bump from a team going into the next game. Well, I know Darren Rizzi, just hearing him, he definitely brings a big bump to this team. What do you know about him and what he provides going into this final stretch of the season now for the Black and Gold in his relationship with the players?
Listen to him good. He's a northern version of Coach O. He got that raspy voice like he's fixing to lose it.
Yeah, I don't know him personally, but I just know from being around the team, you know, I was out at camp and going to meetings and watching how he talked in front of the team during special teams meeting. Definitely a high-energy guy. He captures the attention of everybody. He would have jokes. He would keep it light, and then he'd be back to business. So I think he's got a huge personality, but he knows how to grind when it's time to grind, and knows how to have fun when it's time to have fun. So if this team starts to have some success with Coach Riz, you know, he's going to have a legitimate shot at being the head coach for the Saints. I truly believe that. That's why they're giving him this opportunity. Saints go 7-1 or something crazy like that. I mean, you have to give, if you know Dennis isn't going to be your coach, give somebody else an opportunity to show what they're like in front of you. And so it's a huge opportunity for him, an opportunity he's been waiting for his whole life. And, you know, we'll see how the players respond. But yeah, I think he's going to bring a lot of energy and juice to the team.
Scott, Monday Night Football. We were talking about it with a couple of people that were here. Man, and okay, Tampa gets an opportunity. They score a touchdown. And okay, if you lose the coin toss in overtime, you give it to Mahomes. Your thoughts on Todd Bowles going for the extra point and not going for the two? My thing is, hey, listen, even if you missed it, I'm going to lose it or win it on that play. I'm not giving Mahomes another opportunity with the football in his hands.
No, I agree with you. Mahomes, you know, Mahomes really reminds me of, and I know everybody compares him, is he going to be the greatest of all time to Brady? But when I watch him play, it's how he plays the game. Every game, he plays a different game, and he plays it, how do I have to win this game tonight in front of me? And so because he's so good at that, whether it's throwing for yards, whether it's throwing the ball deep or intermediate or handing the ball up, he's so good at managing the game and finding a way to win those games. But I agree with you. The longer you play games against great players like that who know how to manage the game, the worse your odds of winning that game are. So if you have an opportunity to win a game against Mahomes, especially on the road, I think you take it. And a lot of times teams get too conservative. I know Todd's a defensive guy. But, yeah, if you have an opportunity to beat Mahomes in overtime, you do that and go home with a win, hopefully.
Overall, Scott, looking at that trade that the Saints made, getting Marshawn Lattimore to the Washington Commanders, getting some draft picks back. Obviously, a talent like Marshawn, you hate to see him leave. I know a lot consider him the best corner in Saints history. And now you look, you got Paulson Adebo's down right now. Alante Taylor, I would think, would step into that outside role for the remainder of the season. But just losing a talent like Marshawn is always tough. But like I said, it was at least something beneficial. You're getting some draft capital back in return that this team definitely needs, that influx of young talent come next season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's no doubt Marshawn Lattimore is a heck of a player. And then you trade him away and you see he's only 28 years old and you're like, man. But the reality is, and you just said it, you need draft capital. That's the way you're going to get out of this. You know, this 8-9, 9-8 type of thing that we've been in the last couple of years is you need to draft well. You need to get some draft capital. You know, you haven't drafted a Pro Bowler in 6 years. I mean, you have to hit on some drafts, and to do that, you have to have draft capital. Marshawn, what's going to hurt is watching You know, the other thing about Marshawn is his salary was high. He was hurt a lot. So those things all added up to, hey, it's time to move on. Let's get some picks. But, you know, it's going to hurt because I think Washington's one of those up-and-coming teams. You're going to watch Marshawn in the playoffs. He's probably going to lock somebody down. And as a Saints fan, it's going to hurt a little bit. But you kind of know it's for the greater good. You have to get some picks to get out of where we are right now.
Scott, have you ever seen a player or you went up against a player in the NFL in his first year like Jaden Daniels? I mean, you know, he's kind of jaw-dropping on what he can do. He doesn't put too many bad balls up that would be intercepted. He knows when it's time to run. Now, one of the things I told him in the offseason, hey, you better learn how to slide or get it running out of bounds. Now, he would always give me a big smile and laugh, but man, he is so dynamic. And what he's done for the Commanders franchise, man, ain't nobody wanted to play for them. Now, you got quite a few people that would want to play for the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, he's a special player. You know, you say that. I just saw there was a poll last week or 2 weeks ago that they asked a bunch of players in the NFL, if you were to get traded or a free agent, what organization would you want to get signed with? And the number one answer was the Washington Commanders. That is the Jaden Daniels effect. That franchise, to see what he's done there in a short amount of time, almost like what Burrow did in Cincinnati. I think a lot of times people, they spend so much time on the negatives about kids coming out instead of what their positives are. You know, he's sly. He's going to get hurt in the NFL. He's too skinny. Man, I don't care. That guy tore up the SEC. You don't tear up the SEC conference and not at least be a good NFL player. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He's a great leader. Guys love being around him. You get that type of guy, and it really changes your franchise, and you've seen what he's done in Washington.
Scott, give us a little bio. What's happening at Nebraska in football?
Oh, man, where do I start? Now, it's been rough. It's been rough. There's, you know, they have a young quarterback. He's the highest rated quarterback that they've ever recruited, Dylan Raiola. He's only 18 years old. So, you know, it's about keeping those guys around and building around those guys. I just think there are some interior linemen away, some D linemen, some pass rushers away, but they just can't get over this hump. Like, once they, it's like they start getting this confidence and beat Colorado really bad early in the year, and then they go and lose to Illinois the next week. So it's about just building confidence and keeping it rolling. They just have not been able to do that. Unfortunately, it's been about 10 years of that.
Yeah, it's sort of. I've seen this movie already.
Scott, definitely looking forward to this. Looking forward to seeing you in the Dome on Sunday. A big one. Hopefully this black and gold bunch snap that skid, take down the Dirty Birds, and at least make the fans happy for a one weekend, right? It's been a while.
Yeah, absolutely. I always go back to this. When I got to the Saints, I remember the Saints fans telling me, we want to win every game. Just don't lose to Dallas or Atlanta. So let's start there. Don't lose to Atlanta, and we'll make people happy for at least a week.
Always appreciate your time, man. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah,
no problem. See you guys.
Super Bowl champion, Saints pregame and postgame analyst Scott Shanley joining us there. Man, oh, man, the Dirty Birds coming to the Superdome. And haven't even brought up Alvin Kamara having the chance to now become the team's all-time leading rusher, 11 yards away from tying Mark Ingram. I'm sure Marky Mark will be in the stadium, too, on Sunday against Atlanta.
Man, my thing about it is, man, that's why a lot of people, I wouldn't have paid Alvin Kamara. You watch him run. He's still got some gas left in the football tank. And, okay, how many playmakers do you have? I mean, he's him and Taysom.
Alvin Taysom, that's what I was going to say.
Because you have no idea on if or when Chris Olave comes back this year. Rashid Shaheed's lost for the season. Man, Alvin's going to be carting two real heavy buckets of water for you all the way down the stretch. And hopefully he can stay healthy. And Taysom can stay healthy.
Amen to that. Taking a break. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk here inside the Game Bar and Grill at the Treasure Chest Casino. Hope to see you as we are gearing up for Thursday Night Football. The Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Baltimore Ravens right here at WWL, 7 o'clock. Taking a break and be right back with more Sports Talk after this. Welcome back into Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller bringing it to 7 o'clock when it will be Thursday night football between the Bengals and Ravens taking over. A nice matchup tonight to start week 10 of the NFL season. And some college football news today, guys. It was kind of interesting to find out. Florida sticking with ULL former coach Billy Napier.
Man, when I saw Strickland put out the deal that
big
he's going to be back.
Right.
And then part of this, too, guys, is economics. Billy's buyout is $25 million. And so you would have to pay him the 25 plus bring in a new coach. I know Florida got some heavy money people, but it's just been disappointing. And I know that man, Dan Mullen didn't do a good job recruiting. That ain't one of his specialties. But, man, you got to win. And Florida, okay, who are they going to compare you to? Steve Spurrier, Urban Meyer.
Always, right.
Those are the two guys. And Billy ain't come close to any of that. And so good luck to Billy. And I think he's got a really good incoming recruiting class. But why Strickland made the comment was, I've got buddies of mine that do this. You want to go to Florida? You're going to have a new head coach next year. And that's how they recruit them to their school.
Right.
Basically. So they use that. And that's why I think Strickland had to come out with that comment.
Yeah, it was pretty big. I know. I think everybody was expecting going even into this season, the looking at Florida's schedule, it's like, uh-oh, Napier's time's a ticking in Gainesville right now.
Yeah, and the way they started the season, man, it was bad. And then, you know, you lose your starting quarterback, though I think the backup guy is better than him to begin with. But there isn't one thing they do really well. When you watch the Gators, that's not one thing offensively that they do really good, and that's Billy's wheelhouse. That's where he's from. He's on that side of the football as being a former wide receiver coach.
I saw someone was talking about on Twitter the fact that his relationship too with the one of the, I guess maybe the incoming quarterback, had a lot to do with the Florida decision to keep him on, also the NIL money.
Well, man, listen.
It's all about the money, right?
Yeah, it's all going to be about the money. But I think when they took a look at it, the recruiting part of other people using it against you to get top recruits. And what? We got to cut this guy $25 million dead money? We talk about dead money all week. Now, that's dead money.
We'll get more into college football with Danny Cannell next hour, college football analyst, coming on courtesy of Bet Online. Also in the 6 o'clock hour, Tony Zakalis, managing editor of Tide Illustrated, as we continue to break down the Tigers versus Tide Saturday night. We'll be right back with more sports talk right after this. Time for news here on WWL.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.